As one of the most accessible of the great walks of New Zealand, the Tongariro Alpine Crossing is also one of the most popular. Since the 1990s, the numbers on the track have increased tenfold to around 130,000 annually, with a snake of tourists tracking the Alpine Trail earning the nickname a Congo Line. Sam Clarkson, owner of the iconic Scotel Alpine Resort, has been a guide on the crossing since the 1990s. A lot of people started to think the Tongariro Alpine Crossing is probably quite good to promote in summer. The flood of international tourists meant that on a peak day, up to 2,000 people would wind their way across the 20-kilometer trail. With COVID-19 spelling the end of international tourism for some time, it's providing a rare opportunity for those of us lucky enough to live here. Sam Clarkson says, there are a variety of stunning walks in the national park, ranging from 5 minutes to 5 days, and rates the Tongariro crossing as one of the best in the country. In settled summer weather, the trail is literally a walk in the park, but in winter, it comes with a few more challenges. Connie Norgate, Department of Conservation Operations Manager for the Tongariro National Park, says, if you are planning to walk the crossing next summer, sticking to the tracks is essential. Made with funding from...